This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9-844-999 Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, you can get slippers made to look exactly like your pet.
Yeah, if you kill your pet, gut them, and then wear them as slippers.
Precisely. Can we calm down with our idolization of our pets?
What does that mean? Does that mean that the shoes themselves
look like Gomez?
You know what I mean?
Or you send a picture of Gomez, right? And these people would custom make it so that you could walk around and make your cat really angry and try to rip your feet apart.
Okay.
Again, creepy as hell.
Hey, man, some people, they get... Now, I've heard of people cloning their pets, and even though I think it's ridiculous, I get empathetically what they're doing. But the one that freaks me out, there are places where if your pet dies, dog or cat, they basically will taxidermy this thing but turn it into a pillow.
Ew.
Right.
That
bothers me on every level.
Yeah, I can deal with just an image of your pet on you.
Sure. You know, but, there's plenty of tattoos, pictures, all that stuff, but not a pillow made of your actual pet.
Goodness. I sometimes wonder, too, with the pets. I don't know. I just remember my brother. Like, there was nothing more worshipped than his dog.
All right.
Then they had kids.
Then it's over. Get off the sofa.
We'll make you slippers that look like your children so you can step on their heads.
Wow.
McDonald's new bacon cheese fries are officially coming out on the 30th.
All right.
They're also putting bacon on Big Macs and Quarter Pounders.
Yes! Why did you take them so long to understand the simple thing?
We've just discovered bacon.
God. Apparently people like it on things.
Jesus.
How many people custom ordered those things with bacon on them?
You really can't, man. I mean, once they're packed... Well, because they don't have a breakfast item that has bacon throughout the day.
Oh.
So you can get like a sausage biscuit or a sausage McMuffin or an egg McMuffin, but the bacon was done with a Michael Jordan burger.
They have bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits on the 24 hours,
do they? Okay.
I don't
know. Well, that's why they're starting to put bacon on a Big Mac.
But it's a standard.
A man in Toronto drove his Toyota into a Porsche dealership on Monday because he was upset his girlfriend dumped him.
Okay.
So he drove his Toyota into a Porsche dealership, Ted. Sorry, Porsche.
I don't understand.
Well, that's what you do, Ted.
That's right.
Someone breaks up with you, drive into a Porsche dealership, specifically. Don't do Volkswagen, just Porsche.
Because when you've been broken up with, what you need is freaking fines on your head.
Do you think her name was Porsche? Like, there's a Mercedes, Lexus, Porsche.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just so specific. And I'm with Mike. Like, so you just got dumped, and now you're going to make it worse by trashing high-end automobiles?
Right. Yes. That is the answer to that question,
Ted.
No,
her name was Cayenne.
Cayenne?
A woman in New Jersey who sued her company after...
Oh, I see Porsche jokes.
Boom.
It's the SUV. Right. Yeah, no. I just...
She's a big girl.
I heard at the dealership they had to call 911.
Then he just boxed her. A woman in New Jersey who sued her company after a co-worker.
I don't know any more Porsches besides the
944.
Cayenne.
A woman in New Jersey who sued her company after a co-worker squirted her with breast milk.
That's why I don't work in HR.
Zach!
Give me a minute to laugh.
He did what? Take that, Bernice.
Cool party trick.
Bitch.
That's for leaving fish in the microwave.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do to get back at her. I'm going to get some breast milk. She settled for $235,000.
You get that much money because you got sprayed with breast milk. Dude, back in the day, we had, it was a stupid thing, but what do I call guys' night out, something, whatever. It took a bunch of listeners, like, I don't know, 70 listeners, to a bunch of different places. One of the places was Night Shift Strip Club right there in lovely Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I went outside to smoke. I'm talking to a few other people. And then these dudes start pouring out, and they are pissed, right? And I'm like, oh, man, what happened? And I guess the woman dancing on stage, right? I did not see this, but they got sprayed with breast milk.
Oh, no.
And it's only, she didn't warn into it, nothing. She just grabbed her boobs, man, and just sprayed these guys. They were quite upset.
Yeah, that goes one or two ways. Either you're disgusted or somebody paid extra for it.
Right. If they didn't ask, don't assume that's what they want.
Oh, dear. All right, this one says, do you have drunkorexia?
Like you get drunk and puke?
That's where people skip meals and just drink alcohol instead.
Yeah, we call that the weekend.
Yeah. But part of it too, like if you lose weight because you didn't, if number one, you didn't eat, number two, you're just dehydrated.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if I call it like skimping a meal, but meals are often forgotten.
A man in California was arrested for stealing his roommate's $10 million lottery ticket and trying to cash it.
Fair. Well, look, I can't blame him for that. Like, all right, man, you ate my last chicken nugget, I'm pissed. You take my winning lottery ticket, I'm real mad. Sure.
And how do you prove it's the win? You know, it's his winning lottery ticket.
Say, how do you prove that? What is?
It is a bear bond. Marlboro's parent company, Philip Morris, says they're planning on planning to stop making cigarettes and start focusing on smoke-free products like e-cigarettes.
They're also looking into the marijuana world.
Yeah, I mean, cool. That's where you have the money to invest, right? All the kids are smoking all the e-cigarettes. That's where your money is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, even like the vaping and stuff, I mean, it's huge with adults, too.
Right.
Yeah. A man in Iowa who lost his wedding ring 45 years ago just found it in the engine of his 1972 Oldsmobile.
Bummer.
Because that's where I'd put mine.
Yeah.
He's probably working on a car, you know what I mean? For some reason,
he's still
off
45 years later.
Yeah.
Right. And then he put down that project, yeah, for 45 mm-hmm. years.
And then parked every car he bought after that right beside that.
Peeps is going to offer a tour of its factory in Pennsylvania for the first time ever.
Wait, who is?
Peeps.
Do we need to see their factory?
Apparently. Because they need to stay relevant.
Are Peeps going to become like a pop culture thing?
God, I hope not.
I've recently had some Peeps. I mean, it's just a marshmallow.
And they're not good marshmallows. They just look like a bird.
Here, if you need a sugar fix, it'll work.
I just remember when they were pop culture because everybody was putting them in the microwave.
Well, that's different. That's funny.
That and my friends did do a prank at a QFC in Eat 'em Claw. They went and they grabbed a package of Peeps, and then they just started placing Peeps everywhere on the shelves.
Mike, this will sound ironic. I never knew you could microwave a Peep and it would become huge, but I learned that in Eat 'em Claw as well.
Yes.
Eat 'em Claw. This is all your Peep information.
We gotta find entertainment somewhere, man.
What up, Peeps?
A 29-year-old groomsman was playing around with a switchblade at his buddy's wedding in Key West last month and accidentally stabbed the groom in the thigh.
Oh, he did.
Oh, damn.
Then he tried to flee the scene by jumping off a balcony and hit his head. He's facing a felony charge for criminal mischief.
And he caused like a 1,000 or 2,000 in damage at the place when he jumped off the damn balcony.
Damn!
He did everything wrong.
He's uninvited.
There's always one at one wedding, isn't
there? Usually not that bad.
Right, but there's always one.
Probably.
That's my best friend. It's a groomsman. This is someone you know and like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You'd think the grooms, like people in the wedding party, would keep it together a little bit more.
You'd hope.
Just out of respect.
Like look, not stab the groomsmen.
Right, like after the wedding, there's going to be a ton of shenanigans. But
sure.
I don't know. Lock it up a little bit at the wedding.
This is one of those stories that makes me believe Dwight Schrute that we need a new plague. Does your pet have a New Year's resolution?
No, they do not.
According to a new survey, 48% of dog owners and 27% of cat owners made a resolution for their pet this year.
God. Yeah, people are crazy, but the pets, no, they did not. To make a resolution.
They're not really looking at the calendar.
The most common ones are exercising more, trying a new activity, and losing weight.
Man, shut up.
Lucy wants to lose weight this year, so she's going on a diet.
You know what my cat wants to do? My cat, the vet told me the cat's getting fat. The cat wants to eat. It has no resolution. No. It wants to eat the food. If I sleep long enough, it'll eat me. It'll eat my children. It's a cat.
Cats live at large.
Right.
Quite literally. It's friggin' happy with that.
And it's your pet.
Right.
Like, you can't make a resolution unless you do it.
That's precisely it. Mm-hmm.
This sounds like just a mental trick to be like, I gotta stay on track, bird.
Friend.
A woman in St. Lucia County was arrested, and you'll never guess where she was hiding her crack pipe.
Where's that?
It's all about
her crack.
Take My Cock headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. curve. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, my friend, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, fantastic. Now, I just feel like it's going to be tough for this particular guy to get hired again, but here's his story. He's a 34-year-old guy from Portland, Oregon, and he worked as a pharmacist at Kaiser Permanente. But back in November of last year, he was busted for hiding a camera in the employee bathroom. Well, he was fired, and then after an investigation, he was indicted on 71 charges. Well, back in April, when he was waiting for his court date, he got a part-time job as a cashier at Banana Republic. And believe it or not, a few weeks ago, he was arrested again for hiding another camera in the employee bathroom. So now he's in jail on $2 million bail, waiting for a brand new set of charges. Do you believe that this Uber voyeur is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
All right, so Portland, I'm thinking, is hipster an option?
That's almost a guarantee.
All right, so...
What was the first
one? Very white place, right?
I would say so, sure.
And voyeurs?
Bless you.
I don't know, sexual deviant also seems pretty white to me.
Where did he get fired from the first time?
Before he was a pharmacist at Kaiser Permanente. All right, so he had a legit job.
Very white.
Got fired, takes a job at Banana Republic, and gets fired for the same exact.
From pharmacist to Banana Republic.
I gotta tell you, man, I'm just gonna call this one the thrill theory. You were one of the first people I knew that ever shopped at the Republic. So I'm going black.
Wow. I'm gonna guess Asian.
All right, Lauren, what are you thinking?
Well, let's see. Time's running out. I'm going with my gut, and I'm saying white.
Okay, white final answer. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile this takes us to Portland, Oregon. And we have a pharmacist, 35-year-old man, who was fired from his job after it turns out that he was putting a hidden camera in a bathroom work.
That's right.
And while waiting sentencing for that, he got a job at the Banana Republic and did the same thing there.
Did precisely the same thing. Although, Miles, you're giving out misinformation. He's not 35, he's 34. You got to stop. See, much better this way. But the question was, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? The answer we got was white.
No!
Ted, you said I was the first black dude you know to shop at Banana Republic?
No, you were like one of the first people I just knew that liked shopping there. So
at Banana Republic, you said black.
Ah. I'm in this.
Miles, you nailed it on the head. Ah. He was, in fact, Asian.
Oh.
Yes, he was.
Zap! Zap!
Okay.
How'd you know?
I just took a random guess.
Oh, let me give you the zap.
I just figured if it's a white guy, he'd be busted for stealing pills.
All right.
You know what I mean? And then why in the hell would you go from being a pharmacist to the Banana Republic?
Well, because he's not getting another job as a pharmacist.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Jimmy Fallon always plays some fun games. I also should say, what's an actress in here that we all kind of dislike?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. Gwyneth.
Mm-hmm.
So this game he played last night with Gwyneth Paltrow is called Spray It or Slay It.
Okay.
All right. The main thing you need to know here is that the microphone shoots water if you don't get the lyrics right. Jimmy Fallon will do a better job of setting it up, but okay. The best thing about this is just Gwyneth is always Gwyneth.
That's Gwyneth.
Well, she messes up.
Wow, fantastic. Gwyneth, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Here's how this works. We're going to take turns trying to sing well-known songs, and we're going to have most of the lyrics in front of us on cue cards.
Okay.
But when the music stops, we'll only see a blank, and it'll be up to us to finish the line correctly.
Oh, no.
If you don't get the lyrics exactly right, the microphone in front of you will spray water in your face.
What?
But if you can slay it and sing all the words perfectly, then your opponent gets sprayed in the face. And I'm really competitive and I love music. Woo!
Oh my God.
Sound good?
No.
All right, perfect. Let's do it.
So I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up. I'm loving, I'm giving, I'm picking.
Go to the Men's Room Facebook page. Watch the video. I'm telling you, it will give you great joy.
Okay.
Now, yes. Jimmy Fallon, as good as he is, he wasn't much better at it. It's a tough game. It's like you know songs,
but you don't know them that well.
Right. You don't know them that well, and generally you know the first verse that well, right? Because like one of Jimmy's was Rapper's Delight, and he was like, come on, Rapper's right. Delight. But then it was the part about going to your buddy's house for dinner and the chicken uh-oh. Tastes like wood. He had no idea what those lyrics were. So he got sprayed a lot, too. Mm-hmm. It's intense.
Rapper's Delight's only 29 minutes long, so surely you can mess up right, one lyric in the right. whole thing.
Yeah, it's a tough guy. I was sitting there last night thinking, like, I don't know what song I would feel that confident.
Tequila.
Well, then you're not gonna get that.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd even say it at the wrong time.
See, I would give her Coldplay.
Oh. Don't know the words, do you?
Oh, it's all yellow.
Either way, if you're not a Gwyneth fan, even if you are, just go watch her. It's great. And I'll give her credit. I'm shocked she did it.
Look, there's no way they don't know this stuff in advance.
No, right, that's what, you know what I mean? I've got a surprise she agreed to it, because it's like, seems like one of those people, if her hair gets wet, it's like a big deal.
They do, but I think they tell these people in advance, because like, look, hey, you're going to be on this day, right? Your publicist sets it up. This is the game he wants to play. You probably get to pick one of three, but the idea is, if you show up and you got your hair dead and you're wearing all the makeup and your expensive jewelry, like, you're not going to want to do it. So I get the feeling they let them know in advance, like, hey, just, we're going to spray you in the face.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, it's a few things to get you to watch Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm,
that's one of them.
I did not watch the interview. I just watched that.
Yeah, that makes me just hearing it made me happy.
Samuel L. Jackson, everybody knows him. Yeah, so Samuel Jackson, now they're saying he's Hollywood's most bankable star. His 120-plus movies have made $13.3 billion around the world and $5.7 billion in the U.S., that's better than Harrison Ford, better than Tom Hanks, or the next two guys on the list.
Well, I think the difference, I don't know what he commands per picture, but last I saw with Tom Hanks, it was $20 million. So it's not that his movies don't do well, but once you spend $20 million, man, it's hard. So if you work for, say, $10 million a movie, you end up being more bankable as far as getting your money back.
Well, here's the thing, though. The Hollywood Reporter is saying that Samuel Jackson, for those Capital One commercials he does, eight figures.
Sure.
Damn.
That's why Jimmy Fallon does them. That's why Jennifer Gardner does them.
You thought it was that high? Eight figures?
I didn't even think it was seven, that high.
Even if it's I know he's making $8 million. So even if
eight figures. That means you're talking over $10 million.
Oh, shoot. How about cuts?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I knew they were making $1 million off
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Right.
Eight figures.
Yeah, eight figures. That's just like, oh my God. So that means it's at least $10 million a year for that.
What's in your wallet?
Keep in mind, I like the way they say this, not bad for a guy who spent 15 years addicted to crack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's not bad for a guy who spent 15 years addicted to crack.
But thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, really? F you, man.
Well, I just read another story today that said he got his big break in acting, or one of them, being a crackhead right after he got off crack. Because Spike Lee put him in Jungle Fever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he was like the crack addicted brother.
They never say that like about Jennifer Garner. Oh, this is absolutely great for a woman who is cheating on her husband with a coworker and then dumped the coworker after he dropped his wife for another guy that she was going to get married to who then cheated on her. Like, we don't need all that. You know what I mean? Like,
why
do you
need to
know? You know, exactly. Like, I mean, come on.
But I don't think that's a bad thing.
He used to
be a crackhead.
This is not bad for a man who almost cut his ring finger off drunk one night on Fireball in his home, Jimmy Fallon, and acted like he had just slipped with his ring finger.
It's not bad.
You're right.
That's the whole thing.
Why do they have to bring that up?
Because they want you to feel worse about yourself.
No, I think it's the opposite. It's to show you how far he's come.
Right.
Like, being a crackhead on the street, like, is a pretty low place. Or most people, no pun intended, that's rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think he was famous. He was famous at this point, though.
He had been in a couple movies.
Right.
But literally, his wife and kids found him face down, like, in an alley or something. Like, he had been in Do the Right. So I'm saying, like, I think it's fine to bring it up. It's just kind of I think it's not more bringing him down.
It's a success story.
Dude, he used to be a crack addict for 15 years.
George crack he can afford now.
Right, you buy the biggest rock in the world. You guys like bottled waters?
They're fine because it tastes like water.
A lot of places in the country need them.
The star of the show for the Golden Globes was the Fiji Water Girl. If you haven't seen her, she's in every damn picture. She's in the background holding a tray of...
I'd heard about her. I have not seen the picture. I don't care, but I kept hearing that she was photobombing people.
So Entertainment Tonight caught up with her and kind of asked her what happened.
There are a lot of cameras at every single angle. It doesn't matter where you stand, you're in somebody's way. And Fiji has their own photographer, but they encourage us just to be ourselves, have fun, hydrate the stars, keep everybody well hydrated, and you just sometimes end up in the crossfire.
When did you first know that this was becoming a thing?
I think I was the last to find out. I didn't have my phone on me. I was still working my shift. Right as the last stragglers were heading into the Golden Globe ceremony, people were busting out their phones and like, do you know you're going viral? And I thought they meant like Fiji and the Fiji girls. I didn't know they meant me specifically until I went on break and checked my phone and was just bombarded by what was going on. Wow. So funny.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis wants to beat her ass, though.
Yeah, I like Jamie Lee Curtis, but like, I got her.
But first, I thought.
I mean, if you're talking about product placement, that's one thing. But like,
that was her issue,
right? I wouldn't be mad at this girl. Like, she's just standing there.
Yeah, not so mad at the girl. She was more calling out Fiji. Like, look, I intentionally got out of the way. I just wanted to take a picture for me, right? Golden Globe. And I just didn't want their product placement. And she said, look, they were everywhere. They could do their thing, but I intentionally stepped out of the way, right? Just so I didn't get all your crap in there, so when someone photobombs me. I mean, it's not so much the girl's fault. She's done what Fiji asked her to do.
But the girl didn't move. The guy, the cameraman moved. The Fiji one. He switched around. So that's what I'm saying. Like, look, at the end of the day, this girl, I mean, she's a model. She wants to be in the pictures.
Of course.
But literally, she's just standing there. Like, you're right, if you're upset about the product placement, I fathom that, but it's like, where did you want her to go?
I mean, one thing, like, look, just collect your money from Fiji. Like, here's my image that I did not give you permission to use. It says Fiji, pay.
Right? Golden Globes will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Right.
Sponsors.
Well, no, Golden Globes also, frankly, should have, like, you should have an area where you could just take a red carpet picture.
Right. Oh, I get the, I hear what you're saying, but I get the, and you know how this works, man.
Yeah.
Fiji paid to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they did not accidentally have their banners up. They paid a whole lot of money.
Yeah, but I read that today about Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm like, damn.
She's angry.
She is. She is pissed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some ratings from last week. Obviously, NFL did great. Golden Globes came in second. The funny thing is, Golden Globes was down. It was like their lowest rate of 1 in 3 years. But again, this is like NFL football.
Right.
These award shows are so far out in front, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, it matters, but like...
TV's piece of the pie is just getting smaller.
That's it's not some giant thing that's like, oh my God.
But part of it, too, is... And part of the reason I think award shows, like NFL, it is what it is. Award shows I get because inevitably... If you sit through an entire award show, they can do their category. You just want to know who won. And then even then, you only care in categories where you're familiar with the people nominated. So,
yeah.
With social media, if someone says, oh, man, you missed a great speech from so-and-so, it doesn't matter if you miss it. It'll be there. You know, so I think a lot of that, people don't want, instead of sitting through this entire three-hour-long presentation, blah, 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 like, look, there's four movies I like, two actors I wanted to see. In 10 minutes, I can watch the stuff I care about and then just read who won after that.
Yeah, I mean, award shows don't do much for me.
It's not like a sporting event where you really want to see it live.
Because, and there's no crescendo, I guess.
Because the decision's already made. It'd be different. If they were competing in a sense where the competition was still going on during the award ceremony, I'd be more apt to watch. But, like, if you said there's a football game, but this team already wins, then I don't...
Look, man, you can watch a gymnast fall and realize they're probably not going to win the competition. But in this one, it's just some dude named, like,
done.
Gary, who's like, I like Big Bang Theory.
Right, so
I mean, like, I don't care what you think, Gary.
Why is it going to be hard on Gary?
Well, I mean,
Gary's a pretty agreeable guy.
Everyone likes their own stuff. You know, like,
right.
Everyone likes their own show. So to say someone's opinion is better than everyone else's, it's only a handful of people who pick this crap.
It's a Hollywood Foreign Press.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well. The same people who write just nasty crap about people.
The Foreign Press?
Yes.
Yeah, but they are critics. I mean, if somebody's going to award an award, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there's sporting events, right? But then you still have... I don't know.
I have to listen to Dion break down a football game.
Right, like, you could argue every day about MVPs, right?
But Dion played.
Sure. Well, yeah, there's that point. You know, there's that point.
So, like, these people aren't actors.
Well, then who do you want them to, I mean, like, you want to leave it up to Gary that just works on the street?
Get off of Gary.
Yeah,
let's go,
Gary's
Jeff.
Doing the Jeff, he's got bad taste.
Gary's probably like, I'm leaving.
I can't believe I won. Well, Gary picked you.
Let's see. This is kind of a weird one. Kelly Ripa. Everybody knows Kelly Ripa. She's kind of a tiny person.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very tiny person.
She is. So they asked her about her workout regime in a new interview. She said, quote, I was talking with a cardiologist. He said, make sure your heart beats out of your chest every day. The more you exercise, the healthier it is. And I can be honest, my body looks like Peter Pan no matter what I do.
I think she looks like that little clay elf in the Christmas, I don't know if it's Rudolph.
She's just saying, she's like, I've never been a va-va-voom woman. I like to take cardio-based dance classes a few days a week between 3 and 5 p.m. I kind of get what she's saying here. Like, look, I work out a lot. Like, I don't have that frame. Like, that's something. And she's still very, I mean, she's unattractive.
She looks the same as she has since we were introduced to her. Which is good to
kind of like her co-host, Ryan Seacrest. Two people that don't age.
Seacrest, Tony?
He's got to be, because the thing with Kelly Ripa is she is a remarkably tiny person. So anytime they put her with someone else, remember she did like a minute with Michael Strahan, you could tell how, and yes, he's a big guy, but I mean, the size difference was super noticeable. Seacrest is not a very large guy, so it doesn't look quite as insane when you see the two of them together.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, what is it? Tom Cruise is like 5, whatever he is, but the people, because he does so many action movies, the people they cast with him, they keep reasonably short. But if you need a guy in a movie that looks like they could just beat his ass, that's when you'd hire someone like me. Right? I'm 6'4", but you look at him on screen, you just imagine a 6-foot guy. I would look like I'm 7.5 feet tall standing next to him.
You'd look like a monster.
That's right, Ted.
Jerry Seinfeld, once again, was the world's highest paid comedian. After him was Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Ricky Gervais, Gabriel Iglesias, Ventriloquist, Terry Factor, Jim Gaffigan, Jim Dunham, Jeff Dunham.
I was going to say,
how are there two ventriloquists?
You know what?
How did Jeff Dunham get replaced?
He's just not on his game anymore, Miles.
He used to be the king.
I was the king of the dummies.
King of dummies.
I was the dummy king.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of puppet comedy, so I don't know what happened. But I mean,
tell you what happens. A bunch of people go with their puppets to these shows.
Really?
Oh yes.
Really? So if I look out in the audience and I'm the puppet guy, there's a bunch of other people kind of emulating me.
What do they call them?
I don't know, but everybody that night at the Improv had a frickin' puppet on their table.
But they're not puppets. What do they call those dolls?
Ventriloquist dummies.
Yeah, they're hell.
Or dummies. Ventriloquist dummies.
Satan is what they should be called.
I'm with you. If you came over to my home with one of those, you're not getting it.
No, you're not.
And a matter of fact, you might not be able to get, like, the doll stays in the car, and, like, I don't know if you're allowed in.
And then when you take it out of the case, it's just so weird.
Because it's staring at you.
And it looks like good. And generally, it has a voice. So you, in your mind, it's like when you see a dead body. Like, you know it's dead, but you're always kind of like, oh, is it going to come alive?
But he had all this luggage that he brought in, the studio. So he had, like, all
and
these
dummies. And it's all
dummies,
right?
And they're all in their own individual pieces of suitcase. You know what I mean? And he's got this Taliban guy. I don't know if he's still what he does anymore, but he still has. But he every time he takes one out, it's like he puts his hand in the suitcase, and then sits the goddamn thing up. You know what I mean? So it's waking up.
Everything looks like The Undertaker.
Right, exactly. Like, it all starts when that case opens. You're like, Jesus, God, I don't know if I want to do this.
Well, this Terry Factor guy must be just crushing it.
Yeah.
He leapfrogged
him. Much better than Jeff.
I'm going to look him up right now.
Well, it's hard to stay on top, even if you're just a ventriloquist.
Sure.
I shouldn't say just ventriloquist.
What's his name? What's the new
Terry
King?
Factor.
Terry.
Keep in mind, this is saying that ventriloquist, Terry, made $18 million last year. $18 million.
Hold on, let me see. Well, you got to remember, once you put your comedy in character,
there it is.
Then it's you can get away with a lot more.
Well, sure, triumph the insult dog.
Sure,
right? Even though the guy's standing there,
if he walked up with just a cigar in his mouth, like, you look like pieces of crap, like,
you get mad.
Yeah, you'd be like, no, but not when it's a puppet.
There's Terry Factor.
That's exactly what he should look like.
I know. He looks exactly.
He's
like,
all right, we haven't heard from him in a while, but. You know me, Seth Meyers. Always like to get him in once in a while. He's talking about a new suitcase.
A company has developed a new robotic suitcase that will automatically follow its owner. Unfortunately, it also loudly sobs when you put it in the overhead bin.
All right. You know, I knew that one was a risk. I liked it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Mike Skinner headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Flat Earthers announce a cruise where they hopefully will find the edge and then drop off. Meanwhile, a man gets naked at a Florida hotel, feels himself, and turns his head as he feels himself to cough. Pennsylvania woman breaks into police station to see an officer that she wanted to date. A dad wrecks his new car doing donuts in a Kmart parking lot, and his kids are not doing great. And you can now get slippers that look exactly like your pet. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to St. Lucia County, where a woman was arrested for robbery and led the department on quite the mystery of what was in her pelvic region. After two x-rays and a cavity search, they extracted a small glass crack pipe from there.
Oh, pipe. We call it a cavity creep.
She was hit with possession as well.
Possession of a crack-stained vagina.
Would you really want to smoke from that pipe after that?
Not me.
Then again, I suppose if you're doing that, you're not...
You're not making the best decision.
Right. You're not really concerned with the cleanliness.
Yeah, hell, man.
She wants her crack.
Think of all the people that smuggle stuff into jail in her ass.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's called keistering.
Sorry.
That was the original Bush song.
Keistering.
Oh, no. In other news, when in Rome, a man from Minnesota was on vacation and decided to kick back and relax on the roof of his hotel. The man went up, disrobed, and masturbated while on one of the chairs.
What is that wrong?
I guess.
That's why they call it St. Pete Beach. As in Peter.
Full advantage.
He was spotted by a female worker who reported him to authorities who then arrested him. You'll never guess where he was on vacation.
Florida!
Yeah.
I mean, if I felt safe doing it anywhere, that would be my top choice of the 50 states. Like, hey, you have to masturbate in public, well, just go to Florida.
My thought, though, is that it's not more acceptable. It'll just go away faster because there's another story tomorrow.
Oh, no.
There's a new cruise that we're hoping everyone gets on. It's a cruise that plans to launch in 2020 that will load a boat full of flat earthers and take a cruise to find the end of the earth that will once and for all prove the theory.
Mm. No, it won't, and they're stupid. I just assume at this point they're lying and just enjoy the attention.
I'm right there with you.
Because
navigation-wise, I mean, you couldn't even set sail.
That's what they're saying. Well, but they're having a huge navigation issue with that thing because it depends on the fact that the Earth is round.
Yeah. In fact, your compass, all this stuff.
All the other planets are round.
Well, the one thing they said, and I felt bad, you don't want to just take their money, but they said, look, we'll give you $100,000 if you can prove the Earth is not flat. I'm like, if you have a sheet of paper and a flashlight, you should also hand them $100,000. You know why it's dark on one side of the planet? Take a sheet of paper, all right, lay it flat and shine a flashlight on it. Where is it nighttime?
Exactly.
Sorry, Ben. Yeah. I want my money.
The good news is that idiots now feel like it's okay to state their case. The hood's off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you see who these people are, and that's good. That way you know who the dummy is in your friend group.
And you don't procreate with them.
You don't invite them over to your home anymore because you realize just how stupid they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Not just stupid, nuts.
I mean, crazy.
We go to Pennsylvania, where once again the internet has proven to be someone's undoing. The woman that was arrested posted a video on YouTube of her dumpster diving. They tracked her down and issued a trespassing fine, discouraging anyone else from attempting this.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's dumpster diving, man.
And that's what they're saying, and that's why they're trying to deter people from doing it, because there is that feeling towards it of, they threw it out. So it is obviously unwanted. I want what's in there. Yeah. What's the problem?
I mean, if you put the trash, if you don't make a mess, then I don't see the problem.
And I don't think everybody has that kind of courtesy,
bro. Look, trust me, I understand that. But like I said, if you dug through my trash cans and put everything back in, like, dig away, bro.
Right.
I'm nice like that. Yeah, you can dig through my trash.
We go to Wyoming, Pennsylvania, where a woman broke into a police station. She smashed her way into the closed station using a cigarette receptacle in an attempt to track down an officer that arrested her last year to continue sexually harassing him. I don't know why she was attracted to him and why she is so...
Started with the village people.
So amorous, but yes. She was charged with aggravated assault, burglary, and vandalism. All right, gentlemen, it has happened again.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Yeah, first case of the year, I'm sure. A man and his kids are in the hospital because dad decided to have a little fun in a snowy parking lot, which, to be honest, I've done the same thing myself.
With kids in the car?
Well, no. They were in the parking lot of a former Kmart doing donuts in the snow when the dad lost control and hit a power pole.
Because that's what's in parking lots.
Exactly.
To light up the parking lot.
Power poles.
And who goes and buys a brand new car, but it's not new, it's used, and buys a Pontiac?
Right. And like a Pontiac.
The guy, there's nothing wrong with a car that doesn't exist anymore. But you went and you bought a Pontiac.
Right.
I mean,
now you're doing donuts.
I think that basically says all you need to know about the rest of the bad things that are going to happen.
Nobody. See how old the guy is?
It might hang on one
old
second.
Old enough to know what a Pontiac is and buy one.
He does have teenage sons. One of whom is high school age.
All right, so they were all about it.
I'm going to get that Pontiac and take it out to the Kmart and spin around and do some donuts.
Pretty much. Nobody sustained any life-threatening injuries, but Dad's being cited for his actions.
Yeah, I bet he is.
It's not that hard to safely do donuts
like,
in there.
Someone's in our parking lot.
Right?
Holy cow, it's a customer. We'll reopen.
I will say, I'm with Mike. I've done this too on ice, and we almost crashed.
Yeah. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is up.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the turn of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bad. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.